Weiter in Shas, we're in Daf Pei Hey, picking up on Pei Dalam Abayz by the bottom of the page, 10 lines up from the bottom in the middle of the line. So we were discussing, you know, Rav said a statement that a Bas Kohen is allowed to marry a Cholo. We tried to go and bring a Raya from our Mishnah. We ended up yesterday saying Lav Davka, that it's a Raya. But now we're going to go further within that world, asking Akasha. Masiv Ravin Barav Nachman. We have a Pasuk. This Pasuk is talking about what Kohanim, who Kohanim are allowed to marry. The Pasuk says, Isha Zona V'Chalala Lo Yikachu. V'isha grusha m'isha lo yikachu ki kadoshu le'lokav. So this is a Kohen's not allowed to marry a zona or a chalala, and he's also not allowed to go ahead and take a grusha, a divorced, a woman who is a divorcee. The question is, the Pasuk says, lo yikachu, lo yikachu. It says twice the word lo yikachu. Why do you say it twice? Just say it once. Melamed is coming to tell you what? Sha'ishu musharis al-yidei ha'ish. Not only is it that a man is musar on a woman, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalala. Similarly, a Bas Kohen can't marry a Chalal. Oh, look at that. Amarav, a Rav says nine. Kol Hecha Duhu Musar, he Musaris. Anytime that he's Musar in something, she's also a Musar on it. Kol Hecha Duhu Lo Musar, he Lo Mistahara. What it's teaching you is that anytime that he's not allowed to be with her, she's not allowed to be with him. And any time that he is not allowed to, there's no problem with him being with her, there's no problem with he being with him. In other words, it's a double-sided isser. A Kohen is not allowed to be with a Chalala, and therefore, since that's the case, therefore a Chalala can't be with a Kohen. There's an isser on both ways. But it's not coming to tell you that a Chalala, that a Bas Kohen can't be with a Chalala. That's not true, that he would be allowed. So the Gemara, is that where we learn this out from? Right, we're learning out from Lo Yikachu, that's coming to teach us his principle, but we know we learn it from Rav. I think we might have a little blunder strikes again this week's parasha. Parasha's Nusso, that is, depending where you are. Isha Isha. Pasuk says that this is talking if someone goes ahead and doesn't, he owes money to somebody, he takes away money from somebody, and then he makes a shvua, he lies, he makes a swear, denying that he owes anything. Then if he goes and he tells, he has to bring a carbon asham, and then pay the amount that he stole, and a chomesh. So it says, ish o isha, ki yas mikol chatos adam, a man or a woman, they do any of these chatos. Hishva katz of ish le'isha, isha le'ish l'chol onshin shabatorah, they equated a woman to a man for all the onshin, all the punishments. Rash says, lav vikaris. Aval asay, lo havi onish, hilkach mitzis asay, shazman grama, noshan beturos, aval lo sasay, bin shazman grama, bin shazman grama, noshan chayovas. It's only by lo sasay, not by asay. By asay is a difference because we know women are putter from mitzis asay, shazman grama. But by lo sasay, they are equated one to the next. So therefore, we wouldn't need this pasuk to tell you that we said when it says, the pasuk said the loshan of lo yikachu to mean one for the man being over this and one for the woman being over this, because even one of them is enough in the fact that it says the pasuk ish o isha. Oh, so why is Rava need to bring a different pasuk over here? Again, to get clearly, Rava was the opener who said lo yikachu is coming to teach us something. You don't need that. Why? Because we have the pasuk that says ish o isha. So it says, no, ima he. If we just would have said the Isha Isha, then have a mean, I would have thought, lav a shava bakol, av a lav sheinu shava bakol, lo. Only by things that apply to all of Klal Yisrael, but this is by Kohanim, specifically by Kohanim, then I would say that women are not part and parcel of that Isser. They do not have that Isser over here. Therefore, you have to write, Lo Yikachu, come and tell you that they're over that Isser as well if they go ahead and they're involved with getting married when they're not allowed to. Rashi says, Lav, meaning the Kahuna Eino Shava Bakol, Shein Nogim Yisrael, Hukach I Lo Ashmin, and Lo Yikachu, then Havazin Lukula, Umiftu Inashim. It would have patterned the women from being involved with this type of marriage. That's why you have to write that one as well. Beep, turn the page. Ay, Vare Tuma, Frek the Gemara. Really, is that true? I wouldn't have thought that women are included in the Isser because it's not a love, a shava bakol, and therefore I need a pasuk to tell me. But I'm going to show you a pasuk over here that we need a pasuk to exclude women from being chayev by kahuna stuff, showing you that clearly we would have included them. Very tuma when it comes to the idea of tuma, when it was an Isser for a coin to become tame. Rashi says, the ain't so muzarin, shal liga dechsev, emora kohanim, kohanim muzarin v'li Yisrael. They have to go ahead and be careful. I don't remember again, a pehe. Right? So very tuma, the lav she'ain b'shava bakol, doesn't apply to everybody. V'taima the kasev achmana, the reason why women are not going to be chayiv in this, but only men are going to be chayiv that are kohanim. That is, bas kohen is not chayiv because bnei aron v'lo benos aron. It says bnei aron, but the pasuk in Parshas Emor it says that v'yomer shemel emor al kohanim bnei aron v'amar taleim nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. So what do you see? That it's b'nei arav lo b'no saron. Why do I need to say that? Seems like halavach yavamina noshim chayavas. I would think women are included in it. Now, hold on one second. My taima. Why would I talk to think that women are going to be including in this sister as well? Lab mishum de Rav Yehuda Marav. Isn't it because of Rav Yehuda Marav, where brings the pasuk of Isho Isha that said that a woman is like a man also, and therefore what do we see? That even things like Tumah that don't apply to everybody still are going to be applied over here to the women as well. Even though this is not something that's a Shavah B'kol, it's only for Kohanim. Oh, so therefore it seems like you don't need that other pasuk to tell you anything. Says Gemara, lo, that's not the reason. It's actually just the opposite. It's because of the pasuk of Lo Yikachu that we have a problem here. To Garmina Lo Yikachu, we're going to learn how from them to say that the women are also included in things that are not Shavah B'kol, says Rashi. We're not learning it from that pasuk of Isho Isha. Ella lava shava bakol. The only thing you learn out of there is the lava shava bakol. And the reason why we have to be mamayit of your woman that she's not going to be over the iser, there's no problem with her becoming tamei, is the meute. If we hadn't been mamayit them, then having amrina and milo yikachu, I would have learned from lo yikachu to say that we do compare these men to women, kohanim stuff. The mechayv lanoshim alav she'in shavah b'kol, that the lav shavah b'kol, they are going to be chayv. Therefore, we have to exclude it. Okay, that's all one answer for why we need both psukim to come to tell us something, but now we have another answer. Ikadami version number two. They say that kicha itzuchale. The reason why you needed to say the pasuk of kicha, even though we said isho isha, which means that we compare a man and woman to the woman to the man, all these servants of the Torah, and you still need the word pasuk of kicha. Salka dat dechemine, because I would have thought if he hadn't had it, I would have thought ligmar mituma kamash malan. Let's learn out from Tumah that just like Tumah, the women are not chayavin. I mean, you know, Bas Kohen's let it become tame. So too, we're going to learn out to everything that's going to be not shavah l'kol. They're going to be pater from such a thing. Kamash Malan comes to tell you the kicha, the pasuk of kicha, is that it? Yeah, comes to tell you that not true, they are included in that as well. Now we go right to in the world of can a Bas Kohen marry a chalo? And the answer that we saw, that is so far, we saw yes, and we didn't have a rias, etc., back and forth. Now the Gemara says, Rav Papa Rav Huna Barid Rav Yeshua Iklu Lehinsavu. Well, it comes in the change over here, not to Hinsavu, but to Leshichansavu. La'asri de Rav Idi. Right? They came to this town of Rav Idi Bar Avin. Ba'u Minayu. They came along and they asked the question, Huzru K'sheru Seinasa L'Psulin Olo? Are Bas Kohanim are letting go and marry Chalalim or not? Amar Lehu Rav Papa. He says, Tinisua, what do you mean? We learn from a Mishnah. Asar Yuchsen Alu Mibava. This is a Mishnah in Kedushin, 7th parak. There are 10 genealogical types of people that went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, Chalalim Gerim V'Charurim, Umamzerim Nesinim Shtukim V'Sufi. All these different 10, we've mentioned a few different times what they are. These are 10 different groups. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, Matarim Levim Zabazat. The Kohanim Levim Yisraelim let her marry one into each into the other. Levim Yisraelim, Chalalim Gerim V'Charurim, Matarim Levim Zabazat. And then from Levim down, or let her go ahead, also go married in with each other. Geri Charurim, Mazeri Nesinim Shtukim V'Sufi. All these type of Matarim Levim Zabazat, they are let her go ahead, and they're allowed to come one into the next as well. Ve'ilu Kohanos, the Chalo Lokotani. But it doesn't say the Kohen is let it enter into a chalo. So what does that tell you? It must mean that it's not okay. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Amalei Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Kol Heichad Dahani Nasvi Mehani, Dahani Nasvi Mehani Katani. The only groups that the Mishnah mentioned were groups that were allowed to enter into each one of the other groups. But Kohen, Kevin, the Ilu Ba'i, Lemitzvah Chalala, if a Kohen wanted to marry a Chalala, we know that's a Srila, it's Asif to do that. Lo Katani, therefore, didn't mention the case, didn't bring this case altogether, but really, a Bas Kohen can marry a Chalal, but a Kohen can't marry a Chalala. That's why I didn't mention over there, but really, it is okay. They came from Amar Lui, said to them, Dar deki hachi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, my kids, kindleach. This is what they said. There was no issue with the Bas Kohen to marry a chalal. Totally fine. Next part of the Mishnah, we had mentioned Shnios Midivri Sofrim, and that is that we're talking about these different secondary relationships over here. Then we said that if Shnia Labav Lo Shnia Liavim, it's looking back in the Mishnah, if, let's say, this woman is a Shnia to the husband, but not a Shnia to the Yavim, then Asur Labal, Matoris Liavim. Shnia Liavim Lo Shnia Labal, then Asur Liavim, Matoris Labal. Shnia Lazel Lazel, Asur Lazel Lazel. Right? That's what the Mishnah had mentioned over here. So now we jump into Abayimidei, Bnei Biri, Mirav Sheshes. Again, Shnios are Durabon and Dika relationships that we're now to go and do Yibam with. So now we go and we say the following. They said, let's say if this woman ends up being that she is a Shnia to the husband that she married, which is not okay, but she's not a Shmir to the Yavam. In other words, his brother from the same father, but from another mother, so he's married to a Shnia, which is no Shaykhis to his brother. What's the din in terms of Yibam over there? Yesh lo ksuba miyavam or lo? Does she get a ksuba or not? Kevin Damar Mar, since we said way earlier, says Rashi, Damar Mar, this is El Daf Lamed Ches. Since we said earlier that the ksuba sal nechse bayil harishon, the ksuba really goes from the first husband. Rashi says ksuba shel yavama al nechse bayil harishon less la mi yavam v'af agav daham mi rishon less la. Again, let me read that Rashi one more time. The ksuvasa shel yavama al nechse bayil harishon kama less la mi yavam v'af agav daham mi rishon less la. Even if the rishon doesn't have anything. So now, therefore, we should say less la. So Kevin the Mamarik Subasal Nixa Baila Rishon Lesla, therefore she doesn't get any ksuba. Dilma, what do we say? Kevin the Ilu Lesla Mi Rishon Takinu La Rabbana Mishani. Since if it didn't come, the first one didn't have any, that we'd be sakin from coming from the Yavam, then Isla. In this case, she would taka get a ksuba. Because again, the relationship is usher through the Shnia, so therefore should be no ksuba over there. And then when there's a Yavam though, that so do we go and do we say that since you don't care for the first of the marriage, and the first one shouldn't have been there for a year as well? Or do we say that no, in a case we had mentioned way earlier, that if the Yavam, the original one, didn't have anything, we do, there were Masakin to come from the second one, so here too she would get. Amud Rav Sheshes Tenisu, we have a Baisa, Ksubasa Al Nixle Baila Rishon. It's on the first husband, Vimarsa Shnia Labal, and if she was a Shnia to the Baal, then Afilami Yavamila, then she doesn't even get from the Yavam. So there you have it, pretty straightforward. Now the Gemara asks, hold on 1 second. We know that the ksuba, we said in the ratio, the ksubasa and the nichse baila rishon. So then why is the Lashon over here saying that if there's a shnia labal, afilu mi yavam in la, she doesn't even get from the yavam. That sounds like there would be a time that she does get to the yavam. Says the Gemara, mechlal de'ikud de'islami yavam? Is there such a thing that she would get the ksuba coming from the yavam? Chasuri mechsev hachitani. No, we're missing something. This is what it means to say. Ksubasa al nechse baila rishon. Ksuba is on the first husband. V'ila eslami rishon takinu l'misheni. If there's no, the first one doesn't have anything left, he doesn't have what to give. So what happens? It comes to the yavam misheni. V'ima is a shnia labal. But if she was a shnia to the husband, the first one that feel me yavam, unless she doesn't even get from the yavam. Now the mission ended off by saying that almana el kohen gadol, you have an almana marries a kohen gadol, aser, a grush of a chalus el kohen hedyot, aser, mamzer sin sil yisrael, aser, bas yisrael and nasin u mamzer, aser, but yesh lahem ksuba, all of them get a ksuba. And the Gemara, and the Rashi says, mefarish for Gemara time, and the Gemara is going to explain why that is. On that, the Gemara now says, boy mine, Rabbi Elazar, me Rabbi Yochanan, almana el kohen gadol, we know that they get the ksuba, but do they have mizonos? In other words, are they given sustenance throughout the marriage? Hechidami, what exactly is the case? Ilema di Yasva Tuse, if you want to say that Yasva Tuse means that she is living with him, that they're living together, the Ba'amid Vahotse Kai, then we know it's such a matzah, Ba'amid Vahotse Kai, he's got to really get up and leave. He's supposed to go ahead and get out and get divorced. Mizonos Isla. We're going to say they're going to give him mizonos? Doesn't make any sense. The whole goal is to try to get him to go out and get divorced. Lo Tzvicha Shalach Hulim Dinasei. I'm talking about a case where he goes to another, he goes on traveling. V'lovsa V'achla. And she goes and she borrows money. She goes in order to be able to survive, she borrows money. My, what's the din? In other words, does the husband have to go and pay back the person that he took the money from? Mizoni Tanaik Subaninu? Do we say, we say the mizone tanaik subaninu. We know that the mizonos is in the ksuba. Rashi says shekach kasav la b'ksuba. Ath tehei yosva bebeisi umitzana minichsei kol yamai megar arm lusayach. And it says it's part of the ksuba itself. And we know she does get the ksuba. Mideis la ksuba. She has a ksuba. Mizone. So if I has to go and support her. Odelma do we say ksuba de la mishkal amipakis la. Mizone dilma ta'akev gabei lesla. The ksuba, if when she's on her way out, she's leaving, she goes and she collects it, that we give her. But when it comes to mizonos, that maybe if she goes and she takes it, she's going to end up staying there, that we don't go and we don't give. So let's take a look. Amale Lesla, he comes and says straight up, she doesn't have it. Sorry, nothing doing. And she gets messed over. She loses that. I, but Tanya, but Lutana Baisa, Yezla, actually does get it. What do you mean? Ki Tanya, he, that's Lachemisa. It's talking about when the husband already died. Rashi says, let's say you ended up dying without divorcing her. Yeshla mizonos kol yemei almanusa, during the whole days of almanusa, he gets cash. Kishar almanah is like every other almanah, the mizone, tanai ksuba, it's part of the tanai of the ksuba. We don't have to make exer, maybe she's going to stay with him. The guy's dead already, so nothing to talk about. Is the Amar, some say a little bit differently. Amar lay, so he said back to him, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rabbi Lazar, he said, Tanya, we learned tanai b'raisa, yeshla. She actually, Taka does have the, she could take. But he's in a matzah where he's supposed to really be divorcing her, sending her out. What do we do with this bride? It says Yeshla. So that's talking about Achamisa after it's already dead, period. Vlada pasul fikovna salotzi. She gets all this stuff, but she herself becomes a chalala, and her child is a chalal, and we try to force to go ahead and get divorced. Now, what about shnios midivri sofrim? The thing, the relationships that are midir rabban are not allowed to be had. What ends up happening in such a matzav? So we say the following: ein laksuba, she doesn't have laksuba, lo peros, she doesn't get the peros, lo mizonos or mizonos, and v'lo blos, not to wear our clothing, v'hik sheira. But she remains kosher. She's allowed to marry a kohen. Vlada kosher, and the kids are also kosher. They're not considered like a chalal. No problem. The kofanas alotzi, but you also go and force them to get divorced. Now the Gemara says, "Amar b'shem Elazar, mipnei ma amru almanu kohen gadol yesh laksuba. Why did she get a ksuba? Mipnei shehu pasul v'hi psula." Because of the fact that he now is pasul, calls upon that he's married to this woman, Rashi says, in order to get out of that, he would have to go ahead and he'd have to obviously separate from her and to yidur hana, to vow not to get any hana from her. She becomes psula, she becomes a chalala. Anytime you have such a masa like this, beep, turn the page, pay him a base. Kansuo so ksuba. They go ahead, they knas him, that they make him actually pay a ksuba. Rashi says that what they do is we give a knas to him and not to her. And why is it, why the kansa rabbanon l'shnia a ksuba, why is it that we knas her, k'deish lo tis'akev etzlo, so she shouldn't remain by him. Who, why is that, that the kevon delo tehavid la ksuba, once you know she's not going to get a ksuba from him, and he's shafkali, she's going to go and leave him benafka and go out. The balhacha lo tzarech. Here you don't have to go ahead and actually say that. You know why? The Mamela Shafkali, she's gonna end up leaving. The Kevin de Hu Nifsal al Yada Dishkitata Bene and Vikol Vikhain Khinkashin Nifsal Sayado. When he gets messed up because of her and she gets messed up because of him, that's gonna start a whole fight between them and they're gonna end up getting divorced anyway. Why is it that we say the Shnias Medivri Sofrim there's no Ksuba? Because really she is going to be kosher, and he also is kosher. Nothing against myself. Kansu osach ksuba. We end up canassing her that she's going to lose up on at the ksuba. Now, Rabbi Omri says a different thing. Halalu divrei Torah v'divrei Torah and tzrichim chizik. Halalu divrei sofrim divrei sofrim tzrichim chizik. When it comes to the idea of a kohen gadol and a amana, therefore we don't need divrei Torah and tzrichim chizik. People take Torah very seriously, therefore we don't have to worry about it. They're not going to lose a ksuba. Halalu divrei sofrim, when it comes to the darbanan, a good thing. People might be very lax. It's just a rabbanan. V'divrei sofrim tzrichim chizik. Therefore, we go and we say you're going to lose a ksuba. Davar acher, another answer. What the difference is that zehu margila. Vizuhi margila so. In the case when you came with the widow, the almana, the kohen gadol, or if you have even a gusher chalutza by a kohen hedyot, it's the man who goes ahead to get the woman to come and marry him. But when it comes to shnius larayos, vizuhi margila so. She's the one who goes and convinces him to marry her, and therefore in that case she's going to end up losing out. Mefarshim explain when it comes to the idea of a kohen gadol almana, since she knows it's going to mess her up as a chalala and her children also, she wouldn't want to go ahead and go into the marriage like that. Therefore, it must be he's convincing her. But in the case when she knows she's a shnios and it's not going to mess her up or her kids up, so then she wants to be with somebody, therefore, she's going to make sure that she's going to actually convince him to go through with the marriage. Fact of Gemara, who is this Davar Acher? Davar Acher Man Katani, who's the one who taught this? Sikhi Da'amri Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Katani, somebody was saying, Ma Tamka Amar, and he was explaining what he was saying earlier. Ma Tam Amru, who pasal vi psula, then Kansu Oso Ksuba. Why is it that, why do we say that when he is going to be pasul and she's going to be psula, therefore, then we come to oso ksuba, we can ask him that he's with the ksuba, mepnei shehu margila, because of the fact that he's the one who actually got her to do this. So, matam hu kasha vihikshera, kasu oso ksuba, mepnei shehi margila, so she's the one who costed him to go and do it. Some say no. Rebbe Ketani, it was Rebbe who taught it. Vechalutza kakashile. And that is, as we'll see, that he ends up having a problem when he went to the concept of that. When it comes to daraisa, it doesn't need chizik, but the rabbanan does need chizik. He had an issue with that, and that issue that came up with the issue of chalitza. V'ha chalutza derabbanan v'islak suba. We know that when it comes to chalutza, which is a derabbanan dika case, and yet still we see that there is a ksuba. Meaning the fact that a chalutz is not allowed to marry a kohen, that is a derabbanan dika zach, and yet we still see that you have the ksuba. What's pshat over there? Why didn't over here didn't we make a kanas that over there that's going to be against her? Hadar amar, so therefore he said that kevan de pasil amid derabbanan. The case of a kohen marrying a chalutz, since the pasul law, it's actually going to pasul her, midrabanan, zehu margila. So therefore, it's going to be him who's going to go and get her to marry her, and therefore he has to pay the ksuba. Vizu hi margila so. In the case, though, when we're talking about that is not going to be any sort of psul that happens, meaning by the secondary rios, then it's going to be that she's the one who's going ahead and convincing him to marry, and therefore she doesn't get the ksuba. So it is Rebbe who says it in order to deal with that particular circumstance and issue that arises. Frak the Gemara, my Ika ben Rebbe le Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. Rebbe saying, depending on whether Dorabanan or Doraisa, and not only things that are Dorabanan, Tsuchim, Chizik, and Doraisa don't. And Rebbe Shimon Elazar says that the determining factor is going to be whether or not the Usser marriage, whether it's going to do a psul or it's not going to do a psul. If no one gets messed up, it's a woman who did it. And if somebody does get, and they do get messed up, then it's a man that did it. So what is the ma'ika? What's the difference between them? Amar Rav Chista, mamzeris unesina li Yisrael ika benayo. That we're going to see the difference between them is if you have a mamzeris or unesina ends up marrying a Yisrael. Man da Amar da Araisa, the one who said that the Araisa shtickle, that's Rebbe who says that that if it's a daraisa shtick issue over here, then they do get a ksuba hanami daraisa. So we say over here also that the mamzeris marrying Yisrael is also daraisa, so there's a ksuba. Manda amir b'nei shu margila, but according to one who says who's going to be the one being margil over here. In this case, we say it's the wife who's going to be instance over here that it's the husband who's going to go ahead and going to be pushing on this case. So in such a case, she has a ksuba, she would have a ksuba, ha hi margula le. But in this case, we know that she's the one, okay, I didn't say that right. Manam rabnesha hu margila, ha hi margula le. In this case, taka, she's the one who's going to be convincing him, and if she's the one convincing him, then there is no ksuba. So this particular case, depending on who's, is it going to be a machlokas of whether they're going to get ksuba or not? Now, we're talking about a case of here we just brought up as, let's say, a case of a mamzeris. This mamzeris, if she marries a Yisrael, a regular yid, which is not okay, but if they do and they have a child, the child ends up remaining being a mamzer over here. But the goal is that she wants to try to get him out of being a mamzer. How do you do that? So we saw this already. This is a machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Eliezer, but we're still going to take a look at this nonetheless. Rashi brings down this idea that there's a Gemara in Kiddushin about this, that if a person is a mamzer, the kid remains a mamzer. But Rabbi Tarfon says that you could stop it if you have a mamzer marrying a shivcha kenanis, then the kid's going to end up being what? A eved kenani, and they're no longer mamzerim. That's what Rabbi Tarfon says. It goes by the shivcha kenanis. Then when they get freed, then the kids end up becoming regular, ordinary Jews, and they can marry into Yidden again. Unbelievable. So now, based off that, the Gemara asks the following question. Uli Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, Da'amer Hareze Eved Umamzer, that the kid actually doesn't, he disagrees. He says that if a Mamzer has a kid from a Shifchei Nanis, then it doesn't take away the fact that he's a Mamzer. Now, he ends up being both of them. So, Halo Margula Le Velo Midi. And in such a case, the Mamzeris has nothing to gain over here to go ahead to convince the Yisrael to go ahead and marry her, because they're going to be Mamzerim anyway. So you wanted to say before that it was a woman who was convincing the man to do, and that's why she was the Ksuba. But according to him, what are we going to do with that? she won't actually come to convince because there's nothing to gain over here. Rashi says she won't even want to go through with this in the first place because then what happens is he's going to hate her all the time because she's the one who keeps creating problems here. She's a mamzer machine and she doesn't want to have that all the time. So therefore, it doesn't make sense that she's going to be the one that's going to be pushing this. Hello, Rav Yosef, he gives another example of what's going to be the difference between them. Machzer grusha mishenisei sikar b'neim. The difference between is you have a case like this. You have a guy and you have a yid who goes and marries a woman. Then they get divorced. She gets married to somebody else. And then they end up getting divorced and he takes his first wife back, which is not okay. Machzer grusha mishenisei sikar b'neim. That's going to be the difference. It's man damer d'oraisa. Rabbi who says that d'oraisa, that a usher wife will have a ksuba if the isser is a d'oraisa. Hanami d'oraisa. This is a d'oraisa. So she can go out and she can get the ksuba. But the Kohen Rabbi Shimon Lazar says because it's the husband who's going to go ahead and convince her. In this case, we're talking about a case of where she's going to now convince him to marry her. Since there's no psul that's going to come from this relationship, and therefore she does not get the ksuba. However, we know someone argues on that. Who's that? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Damer Yesh Mamzer Mechayve Lavin. That throws us all the way back to Daf Mem Dalet. Throwback. He says there is Mechayve Lavin. Ha lo magla lei velomide. She wouldn't go ahead and do such a thing at all. Because the kids are just going to be mamzerim if you go and you take back. Machzer Grushas is going to be mamzer. So we haven't found an Ika Benayu yet. Elam, Rav Papa, Be'ula. The case is a Ba'ula, the marriage of Kohen Gadol, which, you know, that's a no-no. Rashi says, Ba'ula Penuya Le Kohen Gadol. This is what we call a Lav Haba Mechlala Say, because the Torah says by the Kohen Gadol, he can only take a Basula, and that shall he take a Basula, right? The full Pasuk is that Amanu Grusha V'chalal Zonu Ki Im Basula Me'amav Yikach Isha. And we end up saying that if it's not going to be that, then that's in Hisser, so it's a lava. But Mechal Say is considered in Asay. Manda Amr Doraisa, the one who says Doraisa, namely Rabbi, that a Doraisa is going to have a Ksuba, Hanami Doraisa. This case is a Doraisa. We know they can't do it. Manda Amr Ibn Shumar Gila, Shimalaza says because of the Zonami Ksuba, if he's going to be convincing her, but in this case, Hahi Margulale, in this case, she's going to be convincing him. And even Rabbi Kiva, who says that Chayvei Lavin are going to be Mamzerim, in this case, we know it's not a Chayvei Lavin because it's a Lavin of Mechal Asay, and it's an Asay, and even he would be Maskim, they're not considered a Mamzer. Oh, and therefore, in such a case, she's the one who's going convincing him there's going to be no Ksuba. Beautiful, we found the case. Or maybe not. Dulu Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who we brought up earlier, about Bali Vimto Daf Samach, who comes and he says, Damar Yesh Chalo Mechavi La Asay, there is a Chalo that comes from Mechavi Asay. Then she wouldn't go do such a thing because it's going to end up being her kids. This is at number four we're trying over here. Ravashi comes and says, Machsir Suffix Otaso Ikebenayo. Talking about a woman who was suspected to be, she's called out by her husband, Cain of Astir, and now she has to go drink the bitter waters. The Maima, right, she has to drink the waters, and if she doesn't drink it, she's not going to be with her husband till hand. But what happens if they do? Machser Suffix Sotaso, Yigabanao, he goes and has a relationship with her, which is also, you're not allowed to do such a thing, but it's an Isser Asay. So now, Mandamar Daraisa, who says it's Daraisa, this is Rebbe, who says that the wife is gets a ksuba. So Hanami Daraisa, this gets a Daraisa, so therefore she gets a ksuba. Mandamar Pneshahum Argila, Kunta Bishim Belazu says that the usher wife gets a ksuba because of the fact that the husband convinced her to marry Hahim Argilaleib. In this case, it was she who convinced him to do this because there's no ramifications for if she does such a thing, doesn't create her to be a zoner, the kids to be halalim. So therefore, she's willing to go forward and do this. Therefore, she doesn't get a ksuba. Or in fact, the Gemara, there'll be Masim and Charyash, Damer, Afilu Halach, Baila, Lashkosa, Ba'alea, Baderech, Asa, Zona. We saw this earlier, the Samach Aleph from Baiz that says that if they're on the way to go to the to do the waters and he has a relationship with her, he makes her into a zona. Oh, so in such a case, it's got to mess her over. Ha lo magla lei velomidi. She wouldn't want to go ahead and be in such a circumstance for that to happen. So clearly she's not going to convince him to do this, so then she wouldn't lose her ksuba. Says Rashi that it's better for her. It's better for her to drink. Why? Because if she goes and she drinks, then the lo lifts the mikuna. She's not becoming possible for kohona, so she wouldn't do it. Okay, so what do we do? We still have the answer. What's the difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar? What case comes up? Ella, Mer Ravashi, Sota Vadai Ikebenayu. A case of a Sota Vadai. Rashi says, what is that talking about? Sota Vadai Ishis Ishizinta. A woman who's married and she goes into a relationship with somebody else without being raped, without being forced. Asira Lemi Darais, she's going to be Asmi Darais, Kedachsiv, He Lonis Pasa, Damash Mahov, Lonensa, Asura, she's going to be Asur. In such a case, if there's a relationship that happens between the two of them, after she she's for sure sota, then Rebbe is going to say what? Well, that's a daraisa shteko, so she gets a ksuba. Shimon Lazar would say that since she convinced her husband to go get involved with this, she loses a ksuba because she has nothing to lose at this stage. So therefore, she's willing to go and convince her husband. Okay, my friends, we are going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.